Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's NBA tip-off week, and FanDuel is your home for live betting. So even if you miss the start of the game or want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join, because FanDuel is giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. Black Friday Game Day on Prime is an epic day of live sports. It all starts at 9 a.m. Eastern with the Capital One Skins game. Then, Black Friday football returns when the Bears take on the Eagles at 3 p.m. And it culminates with the final night of Emirates NBA Cup group play with Bucks Knicks at 7 p.m. and Mavs Lakers at 10 p.m. Black Friday Game Day, only on Prime.
You're listening to the Go Birds Podcast.
Hey, hello. It is the Go Birds Podcast. Elliot Chirp Parks, James Seltzer with you. What up, pal?
What's up? How's it going?
Thanksgiving week, you know?
It is. I was wondering, do you think the players will eat less on Thanksgiving because they play on Friday?
Sure. I think whatever they normally would do game day, I think that seems hard.
I feel like that's a lot of discipline.
Well, sure. But yeah. I think that being a professional athlete probably takes a lot of discipline to begin with.
No, agree. You know,
right? I think that they are probably more used to not being able to eat what they want or whatever than normal humans.
On one hand, I think they can probably eat to a certain extent, right, and whatever they want, yes, because they're so big.
But
and
the
they
point
burn
is,
so many
is they have to care about their bodies in a way that other people
on
don't.
On Friday, too.
Yeah, like they have to be ready to play. Exactly.
Yeah. So it kind of ruins Thanksgiving for me. The reason I was thinking about this is for me, too. Like, I'm going to have to work Friday. I'm going to put on a suit and like, obviously, I'm going to eat on Thanksgiving, but it is an interesting twist in the week.
Hold on.
I'm saying, wait, I get it.
What you eat have to do with anything, which is wearing a suit?
It's how you feel on Friday. It's how you feel in the suit. I mean, you know, whenever you eat a lot the day before.
You compared yourself to the players having to go out and play football, and you, well, I got to wear a suit, so I can't eat too much on Thursday.
I would argue wearing the suit is a bigger.
This is crazy. What are you talking about?
Like, it's a different challenge, but it's the same. It's the same challenge in a way.
It's an insane thing to say.
Like, it's about how I feel and it's about how they feel, but at least they get to run around and work it off. I'm not going to be able to work out on Friday. So I'm going to eat a ton on Thursday.
This is in your head, big dog. You can control this.
It is an interesting twist to the week, though, because it is on a week where their thing has to be like discipline and fixing errors. It's a tough week to do it.
Yeah, well, they don't really have practice time.
They have a short week, and Thursday is Thanksgiving. Like, that is a massive distraction. They can pretend it's not, but they're going to work less on Thursday than they would otherwise if it wasn't Thanksgiving.
So will the Bears, though, to be fair.
Yeah, agreed. No, yeah. I'm saying for both teams. But so the Bears, do you just want to talk about the Bears? You want to do like drama from the week?
Well, stuff? I mean, let's do all of it.
All right. So
what do you want to do first?
Well, you brought the Bears up.
Sure. Be nice to leave with something that's not drama.
Yeah. So the Bears, to me, are like playing the 2021 Eagles. It's like the 2025.
I don't disagree. I think they're better than 2021 Eagles.
I think they're better.
They're better, but I totally agree. The Bears have won 5 games on their final drive this year. 5.
6-1 in one score game.
Like, think of that. 5 times they have
the only loss, I think.
They have like 2 or 3 wild wins.
Yeah.
They're also without like their whole starting linebacker core. Like, I think that the only reason people are feeling very nervous about this game is because of the second half of Dallas.
So I do feel very nervous about this game. And I think my main reason, so a couple things. One, the Bears play and win the way the Eagles in 2021 did, and a little how they do now, with like turnover battle, running the ball. And then I keep thinking of this quote Nick had a few weeks ago. When he watches teams around the league, he sees teams waiting to lose. Other teams are waiting to win. And he said his team is one that's waiting to win. I think the Bears are also a team that believes they will win the game. I think the Bears could be down 14 points with 7 minutes to go, and they'd be like, we're going to find a way to win this game. And that's petrifying, right? I also think they're the confident, loose, fun team going into this game. And the Eagles are the exact opposite of that. The Eagles are not fun right now. The Eagles, I don't sense a ton of confidence from them. They have a ton of pressure on them. It's going to be super ugly at the link if they come out and like go 3 and out, right? And the Bears get to go in there and basically just, if they win, that's amazing. If they don't, they're not supposed to win anyway. And I think that makes them a very dangerous team in this game. Like, they will play loose. I think, frankly, the fact they have Chauncey, like, I wouldn't assign Chauncey, but now, like, in this specific instance, I'm a little worried about the Chauncey factor on Chicago. So I do think it is a worrisome game. Now, the good news is, like I said, the Bears are in their infancy. The Eagles are a fully grown contender adult. The Eagles, so like, they should be more prepared for this stage. But I think the spot on this is,
look at you,
very
Mr.
tough.
Ben Johnson over here. Come all the way, all the way around.
I don't know what to tell you.
Welcome
like,
aboard.
I'm not a big Ben Johnson guy, but he's clearly doing a great job.
I think you made a great, I agree with your point of that the Eagles definitely have more pressure on them in this game. And the Bears, you know, they're
like all the pressure.
Yeah. I agree. But I also think the Eagles are a better team than Bears. I think the Bears are a light 8-3 team. I know they find ways to win. I don't think the Bears are that good. I think they're okay. You know, I think they're, I do not think they're the best team in their own division, despite what the record says. Like, so
I would agree with that.
And the Eagles have just beaten the 2 other teams in their division that would compete with them a week ago. Like, I do think that we are probably overreacting a little bit to the second half in Dallas in terms of this specific game. I think when you look at moving forward and winning the Super Bowl and all, I think there are real issues that you could point to and say, is the offense good enough? The injuries on defense are a problem. I mean, losing Makuba, like, who'd have thunk it, but that's a real problem.
Well,
for this
messes
team.
Everything up.
Exactly.
It's not even that he's that good.
But he's, they don't have an easy way to, they have to move things around or put a guy in there who we know Vic Fangio doesn't trust in Sidney Brown very clearly, nor should he, it feels like. So I think there are things, and the O-line just hasn't gotten it together yet. We're in week 12 and week 13 about to be, and the penalties are still happening and all that stuff. So I think there are things you can point to. I think for this week, though, I think we're overrated. I don't think the Bears are that good. And I'm the one who believes in Ben Johnson. I think the Bears are fine. I think they're like, I think the Bears in it like should be like the 17 or a 16.
I agree. My main concern is not really anything the Bears
do. It's the Eagles.
Do.
I get it.
Their defense is not that great. Like, their receivers are okay. Caleb Williams.
They're not really good, the receivers.
Yeah, like, they're fine.
DJ Moore is not what he used to be.
Romeo.
I like Roma Dunze, but he's still young and growing.
Yeah, like, they're not.
They're fine.
Their passing game is not one that should take advantage of a banged up secondary.
Caleb Williams can run around a bit. He'll make some plays. He'll also do some stupid things.
Like, I also think the Vic Fangio versus like a we're going to be creative offense is good. I think we'll just smack them around.
I agree.
Whereas they'll do all these like crazy things and the Eagles will just hit them. It's not the Bears. It's more just
the attitude
of the Bears versus the current attitude of the Eagles.
Yeah, I get it. Mostly
what has me worried. And let's be honest, I would almost rather play this game in Chicago. I think fans are really frustrated with this team. And I think it could be ugly on Friday if they score like three
points. So I wouldn't rather. I get your point. And maybe if it were a Sunday game, I get that point. But I just think the short week, the home team has such a big advantage always.
Yeah, it's fair.
I wouldn't give it up.
Although you could also argue, are you better traveling for Thanksgiving?
I don't. It's too short a week. I get your point, but never. And my point is like, I will never think that the road team has the advantage.
It's like an hour and a half flight.
But it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's just the travel on a short week. Your week is already short. You already have less time. Yeah. I mean, just the act of going to the plane, getting on the plane.
No, I agree. It takes half a day away at best, you know, at worst.
So like, I think being home is an advantage.
Yeah.
Especially after being on the road last week, coming home. Look, all year long, you talked a lot about like, we should trust this team. We should trust these guys in a spot and all that. So you don't feel that way anymore because this is a spot, right?
Yeah.
They just blew a game in Dallas that they should have won very clearly. And if 15 things don't go a certain way, they probably win the football game.
Yeah.
They're coming up against a team they're more talented than on a short week where they need a win. Like this group, if they're this group, they should win.
So my concern is not, well, a couple things. One, I think the constant shooting themselves in the foot is starting to become a real thing. And where that impacts me is, like, I think the offense will move the ball. I think the defense is good enough. I don't think, like, Jalen's playing poorly. I don't think, like, Kevin Petullo's a trash coach. Like, I don't think any of those things. I think they just make a ton of mistakes, and that makes them a tough team to predict, right? I mean, they are 4-3 in their last seven games, which is pretty surprising when you consider how we think of them, right? They're one game above 500 since the first month of the season ended. And they are a team that I think could when they play their best football game, I think they're the best team in the NFL. But they just don't play their best football game almost ever. How many games this year have we left and been like, that was super impressive? Like in terms of how they played as a whole.
Yeah, like the Giants game.
The Giants game. And then the Lions game and the Packers game were good wins. But clearly this whole win thing was overblown a little bit because the offense has been good for the last three games. It's been good for like one quarter, right? There's certainly moments and drives they've had in there, but for the most part, they have not come out of the bye and looked like some, you know, they figured it out and look at like, so I'll probably pick them to win the game. And I honestly, again, I still think they'll probably go to the Super Bowl, but I just have this new fear that they will be in a game where they are outplaying their opponent, but like they'll make a big play and it'll get called back. Or like, I'm a little worried they're going to find a way to lose a game, which is not a way I've ever felt about this team.
No, I get it. Look, I think the penalty, this is a good way to segue into some of the other stuff that's been happening this week and all that, because we'll talk a little bit too long and all that. I'm not fully where you are. I'm kind of in between where you and other people are on that. But with the penalties, I do agree with you that I think that if there's like, if you just say, all right, you can fix one thing right now, snap your fingers, it's done.
Right.
It would be the penalties for me. Like, and I think most people would say the running offense or whatever. I think that they are good enough to, they showed they're good enough to win.
The running game's a good one. But the penalties, that would be my
second one. That's why I brought it up. But like, I do think that is it cold in here?
It's freezing.
I saw you turn. I didn't know what you were doing. It's okay. I mean,
67.
It is pretty cold.
It is pretty low.
It's pretty chilly.
When I'm in a hotel, I put
Tucker
it.
Tucker like, looked so mad.
I know. But like, I could.
Tucker's still
wearing
mad.
A hoodie. Like, what
he's still mad.
Yeah.
It is a little chilly.
All right.
Here.
You have to admit it's cold.
I never would have said
what do you keep your house at?
68. I don't know what to tell you. 68 feels way hotter than 67.
So I don't even know what we keep my house at. So I don't know.
I keep mine at 65.
Wow, that's
great. Wow.
I respect
I don't know what I keep my house at.
Gas is expensive in Jersey. We gotta...
Wait, do you not have...
Wait. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, never mind. I'm just not going to talk here.
About to say something stupid, huh?
Yeah, like... do you have, like, AC? Like,
yeah.
You have central air?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I didn't know that used gas. I thought that
uses electric.
I thought that was
and
electricity.
And then the heat uses gas.
Right, but you don't. So
I have electric heat. So he might be confused, but he's not.
So some people get like oil, like or gas delivered so to our, their house.
My house
like
is electric.
Yeah,
yeah, but yours, like his, is gas.
Okay,
you understand that?
I mean, I guess I do.
When you turn your oven on, does it flicker?
Yeah, it goes like.
Okay, so mine doesn't. Mine's just like a.
Yeah, I know the difference between that. Yeah, yeah.
Right, so mine's electric.
Yeah, I get that.
Gas.
Right, I get that. But I'm saying for the heat in the house. So there's some houses, like my old house I used to have, we used to have someone come and deliver, like, I guess it wasn't oil. I don't know what it was, like gas.
Propane.
Or whatever.
I mean, it's
and
probably not propane.
And we
yeah.
heated the house that way. That's not what you do.
No.
Okay. Well, then I wouldn't call that gas.
But it is gas. You don't have to. That's an old school way of doing it. You can just have gas.
Yeah, like that's the way my parents' house.
Yeah, that's like old houses. Like
correct. No, I know that's what I'm saying.
Right, but you realize that we build new houses now and new.
Yeah, yeah. So, but he's saying he doesn't heat his house that way. That's what you're saying.
He does. It's just all built in. They don't have to bring the canisters of gas there. It's through the ground.
Right. Like, okay,
the gas comes in through the ground. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you. So it's in your electric bill though.
Yeah, it all. I get my electric and gas.
Yeah. Okay. Same. Right.
Okay.
Makes sense. Like, so you don't have a tank. That's basically what it comes
correct.
Down to. Yeah, that was my only question.
I'm just going to cut this part out.
It wasn't very good. Right. Yeah, I mean, don't cut it out. Leave it in.
It's interesting for homeowners might be curious. Young homeowners.
I'm sure. Yes. We've got more good news for homeowners coming up in a bit.
It is odd you don't know what you keep your temperature at, though.
Is it?
I'd
like to live your life.
Well, yeah, honestly,
that's
like,
what I'd say. Is it, you know me? Like, I
why
don't know how
you
much
money.
I don't know how much money's in my bank
account.
No, I
agree,
like, I don't know
but
how much.
Saying,
like, I don't care about these things.
But I feel like that's different than not knowing.
I can go AM. It's a little cold. Could you turn up? Like, I don't. And I never really have an issue, so there's never really a problem.
So here's
like,
a question: if you didn't hear us talking about like 67, 68.
I would have guessed it's at 70, but I have no idea.
70 is hot.
I have no idea. I don't. But the point is, I don't know. I have no idea.
We'd have a conversation at home. Yes, Mary turned it up to 70.
I mean, 70's insane. I would be sweating.
I can text Emily right now.
I'd have to have like summer clothes.
I'll text Emily. Question. Hold on. This is a live pod. The question came up on the pod. No, we're gonna hold on. What temp do we keep?
All right, can I guess?
Yeah, please. House.
All right, I'm gonna guess not 70. So I'm gonna guess. I'm gonna guess 68.
68. Okay.
I'm gonna guess 72.
Okay.
72 would be.
Well, we're about to find out.
Oh, I think it's bananas. But like,
well, now here I said we're about to find out. You know, like, there's also
she's not gonna respond.
She probably never responded.
Texting Kristen is pointless.
Next pod, I will tell you guys. Yeah. I could call her. She'd answer.
No, it's okay. All right.
Let's move back to the football. Yeah. To the Eagles.
So you were talking about. I feel like you were making a good point.
I was. It was going to be a great point.
Yeah, it was something about. Penalties, turnovers.
Oh yeah, I was saying that, just the idea that I do think that, we've talked about some pods. Like, I do think that even just the simple thing of if they stop making the silly mistakes with penalties, I do think they would just almost, you know, the way they play, it'd be really hard to beat them.
Well, and that's what's interesting about. We didn't talk about it a ton, and I've actually almost completely changed my opinion from the post game pod. From the post game pod when we talked, I was team. Maybe you bring somebody in to give them new offensive ideas, like. And I still think there is an argument for that because bottom line, the offense is not good enough. So if you're somebody listening to this pod and you're not happy with Petullo, I get it. Like, I get it. I'm not sitting here.
We're gonna get to Petullo.
Yeah, I'm not like saying Petullo deserves to be like assistant coach of the year. Like, trust me. But what I'm saying is, if there's no Fred Johnson penalty, they probably win the game and they probably get 30 points. Like, Jake Elliott missed a field goal. Granted, it was a long one. But if Jake Elliott misses that, makes that field goal, and they don't get the Fred Johnson penalty that negates the Devontae throw, like, they probably have 30 plus points and they win the game. So I think the offense can be better. I think that the offensive players are not as good as we think they are in their head. So I don't know if they're underperforming to the level we think they are, but they are underperforming still. Mostly in the running game, right? The passing game, I think, is mostly what it was last year. I don't know if they're underperforming there. They're just, they are what they are there. But I think the penalties are what scares me. And honestly, what really scares me about the penalties is that the Rams, who I think are clearly their biggest competition.
Oh, welcome aboard.
Well, I still think the Eagles will beat them.
Welcome aboard.
But they don't do the things the Eagles do. Like, the Rams are a clean football team, right? And so my concern is, in a game where I think the Eagles are the better team and, like, have the better roster, that will be what kills them.
I agree.
And that's the fear that I've developed since watching.
I agree. I think that the biggest concern with this team right now, like, in a general sense, is the sloppiness, the penalties, the mistakes that they can clean up.
And they just can't seem to fix it. That's what's wild to me. They can't fix it.
Well, and they have in the past. What do you think that is? Because I want to get to Petula, but what do you, like, if you're around them every day, and not just that, you've been there the entirety of the Sirianni era. You've been there every day with this guy, with this team, whenever you've seen him fix these things the last few years in season as things are happening. Like, you've seen the team get better at it. And again, I know you're not there for every meeting, but just being around the team, do you have any, like, your own thoughts about why?
About the penalties?
About why they're so, why it's something that hasn't been fixed yet, so, why it's still happening.
I think it's a couple of things. One, I think part of it is personnel, in the way that, like, their offensive line combination has been very different all year. Mm-hmm. And when you're playing in tough environments like Kansas City, Dallas, Green Bay, and it's loud and, like, it's intense, I think not having the continuity along the offensive line really impacts you, in the way that when they are trying to make calls and, like, adjust at the line, they're not used to doing it with each other because it's a different combination every week. And if you're in silent cadence, that's really hard to do, right? In general, but it's also hard when you don't really have a ton of reps with the person. So I think that's part of it. I think the other part of it is a little, like, Super Bowl hangover.
I think it's a big part and of all of this. I think all of it.
In a weird way, it's a reason to believe in the playoffs. It won't be a thing, because if you believe that right now, they are just kind of coasting and, like,
And I don't know if it's just that. Like,
I agree. I think it's a bunch of things.
I think it's that combined with, people won't hear, but I think playing in deep February, I think it hurts your body. It's harder to turn it around and get back. I think that they haven't had a ton of experience doing this, like, all that stuff. I think there's so many. And again, I think you get every team's best shot. Like, I think all this stuff about Super Bowl hangover is real. I don't care whether you win or lose. I think going to the Super Bowl affects you the next season, no matter what.
Well, so I was thinking about this too, and maybe this is Petula related or not, but we lived through 2018, right? We lived through 2023. We're living through 2025.
I have an answer, so we'll get to it.
Okay.
Shockingly.
Okay. In 05, we weren't covering the team, but we lived through the team in 05. And the reason I bring those years up is because 05, 18, 23, and to a certain degree, 25, we're, like, painful Eagles years, right? Now, 25, I don't think we can qualify as painful yet.
No.
Right? But, yeah, like, we know
there have been moments.
We know that 23, 18.
Look, we know that if this season, if the issues are having now in the Dallas game, I'm not saying they're going to collapse, but it's the start of, like, what do they have? 6 games left? Let's say they go, like, 3-3 or like something, which, like that. Right? Possible, right? Unlikely, but possible. And they lose in the first round of the playoffs. Then we'll look at 25 exactly, like we did 23.
But what I've been thinking about this week is those years we think of negatively, even though 04, 17, 22, and 24 were arguably the 4 best Eagles team of our lifetime.
Yeah.
And while there's always roster turnover and coaches leave and stuff, for the most part, all the guys that were there for those awesome seasons were there for the terrible seasons. And so I've been thinking this week a lot about, we said preseason, like, this season will not change. We should not allow this season to change a ton about how we feel about Nick and Jalen, right? And obviously other people, but those are the main characters. And so I get it that they're not doing a great job this year. No one on the offense is doing a great job this year. But I think that we have seen what this season is like enough to say that maybe this is more about the season than it is the people.
Elliot, fully 100% agree with you. And honestly, like, now that I've experienced 7-7, I actually feel like 8-3 off a Super Bowl is incredibly impressive.
Now it's tough because they were 10-1.
Right. I know, but that was impressive too.
Yeah,
like it's freaking hard. Agreed. It's hard to come off the Super Bowl and compete the next year. I've said this many times this year, but I think we underrate what the Chiefs did. We underrate what the Patriots did.
And for what it's worth, the Chiefs have arguably, in my opinion, I know people would say Belichick and Brady, but arguably the best head coach.
Either way, the two are the ones to argue about. Yeah. Both the teams we're talking about are the two best of our lifetime.
When's the last time the Chiefs looked impressive in the regular season?
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Honestly, 2022. Like, when's the 23? Like, when's the last time?
You're right. They just won games.
They just won games. So we are looking in the AFC at the Eagles equivalent, and they look terrible every week. They might not make the playoffs.
They're worse
right?
than the Eagles, yeah.
So I get that we want to sit here, and I'm Mr. Overreaction, but like, and I would, we can pull this into Petullo, right? So like, everyone is facing a much tougher task this year. And I think to say, like, obviously you want them to average 30 plus points. The fact that they can't do it, I'm not sure is indicative of them being bad at their job. I think it's indicative of them having a lot of challenges that 28 or 29 other teams
totally
can't really relate to.
I fully agree with you. All right, I'm going to get to the Petullo thing. But first, we said we had something for homeowners. And boy, do we, Elliot.
Well, we already had one homeowner talk.
That's right. This is the more important homeowner talk, because let's talk game plan. Birds in the thick of the season, but Philly homeowners, game plan isn't for winter. Winter's here, Ellie.
And the call is simple. You got to stop the cold from blitzing your home, whether it's with gas or electric.
That's right.
And sacking your wallet. And the defense.
Tucker, clap for you. Okay,
thank you. And the defense for that is a new set of windows from our friends at Window Nation.
And their execution, it's flawless, unlike the Eagles at times. They are more flawless with their execution. Full window replacement, just one day. Plus, right now, you can save 50% off all window styles, which is a great deal. But you know what stops a lot of people, Elliot? The budget, especially with the holidays. But we're close, man, a month away.
It feels
literally
like,
exactly 1 month today.
Wow, that's great news. Also, it feels like today feels like the holiday, start of the holidays.
Yeah,
it's like a holiday week.
B101 started their Christmas music officially.
I heard it.
Officially.
Amazing.
I know, excited to be about that. Shout out to the B.
Everyone should be. But we have good news. Window Nation special financing is about as nice as a Hertz deep ball. Might have to change that line. You get it all done now and get 0% financing for 5 full years. You get a warmer home for this winter and the next one with a low monthly payment.
Here's the deal, though. The end of year sale ends soon, so don't run out the clock. Get your free estimate at windownation.com or 866-90-NATION. That's 866-90-NATION.
With Black Friday savings at the Home Depot, you can get up to $1,400 off, plus get free delivery on select appliances like LG, America's most reliable line of appliances. Check out the newest LG refrigerator with new mini craft ice, straight from the dispenser. Shop Black Friday savings on select LG appliances, plus get free delivery now at the Home Depot. Free delivery on appliance purchases of $396 or more. Offer valid 11/5 through 12/3. U.S. only. See store or online for details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season.
from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So good, so good, so good.
Give big, save big with Rack Friday deals at Nordstrom Rack. For a limited time, take an extra 40% off Red Tag clearance for a total savings up to 75% off. Save on gifts for everyone on your list from brands like Vince, Cole Haan, Sam Edelman, and more. All sales final and restrictions apply. The best stuff goes fast, so bring your gift list and your wish list to your nearest Nordstrom Rack today.
Extra value meals are back. That means 10 tender, juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For a limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
All right. It is an honor to be with the preeminent Kevin Petullo.
I know. I didn't even like the hire. Defender. It's crazy. I didn't even like
you
the
really
hire.
You really did. You were one of the outside voice.
It also has looked exactly like my fear is. So I didn't like it. I looked how I looked, and I think we're overrating his impact, but maybe that's the problem. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into it. Cause I think this was it's been a
Should
tough
we do year. Five man front talk.
Yeah. Well, look, it's a tough week for two. I think this is the toughest we get. This is the first time reporters were asking Nick Sirianni if he was going to fire Kevin Petullo. Nick Sirianni actually got asked that question this week. Obviously he said he was not going to, but not just that. It wasn't just that reporters asked the question. It's that people I respect were saying, like Ruben Frank, who I respect the hell out of. Like Ruben is
I was surprised to hear
covered and forgotten more about the Eagles than we ever will, you know? And he was like, I don't know how you don't make a change here. I was shocked. And people like that. People where it's like, I wouldn't expect them to say it. It's like, whoa, right. You know? Because I wasn't there. I didn't even think about moving on from Petullo. Like it wasn't even something that entered my mind, you know? Especially after 2023. It's like, we've seen how that works. But even still, tough week for Petullo down there. Look, the five-man front thing, and let's get into it. I do think the five-man front is a fair criticism of them. I mean, I know Landon Dickerson clarified it. Yeah, so for Landon Dickerson, for those who didn't hear, Landon Dickerson after the game came out and said that they saw a lot of five-man fronts and they just weren't expecting
Essentially,
paraphrasing it down, there was a longer, more complicated answer. They knew about it, but they didn't, you know, whatever. And basically, Jay Glazer in the pregame show had said, hey, Dallas loves the five-man front. They're going to run it. They ran it in the last game against Raiders. The key being the first game after the trade for Quinton Williams. So I know you had 10 other games, but the only game where Quinton Williams is a Cowboy, they ran five-man fronts. Like, you got to be prepared for that. Like, that's on Kevin Petullo. That's on Nick. Like, that is, I don't care that they have a million other things. Like, you can't have players coming out and being like, wow, I can't believe they ran a five-man front of us. Yeah. Like, that, and again, I do not think Petullo should be fired. I have talked all year about it. I think he's done a bad job, like flat out. I think he's done a bad job this year. And I think Nick, from an offensive perspective, has not done a great job this year.
I mean, no one on the offense.
No one has. Other than, like, right? Devontae. No one has. And I do think that, Jaws had a great way of explaining this. One of the most succinct ways to talk about it, something we know, but he put it really, he's like, the Eagles don't run complicated football. Their whole thing, and he said, I think Sirianni, when he came here, said, I want to have my football team be a team that executes.
Yeah.
And
well, we've talked about this
a million times, beats the team across it. And that's it. Like that. But the problem this year is they're not doing that. Mm-hmm. And at a certain point, you have to find ways to put your players in better positions to be successful, do different things. The five-man front thing, that concept of like, I get this is what you do, but it's not working. Change it. Where are you at with this whole thing?
So the five-man front thing is definitely a bad.
It's
one.
A bad. Like, it's there's no other side to it.
Like, flat out, and the best analogy I could use is it would be like if the Celtics traded for Anthony Edwards and the Sixers prep for the Celtics based off the past 2 years, as opposed to like it just doesn't make sense.
You're right,
And now, to be clear, I'm sure the Eagles prep for five.
Of course, and Landon Dickerson clarified that last night. But
even in their defense of it, they have argued we spent time on it, but it was not the majority of what they've done.
Yeah, they basically made it clear we focused way more on the first 10 games than the last one.
Right. Now, you could argue that because they had only done it a little bit, maybe they weren't going to do it a lot in this game because they haven't run it a ton and you're not as comfortable with it. Like, I get all that, but when a team acquires Quinton Williams and they did it in the last game, like, it's a bad look. I don't know what else. Like, and maybe this is the best way to put it. The Eagles made a bet, and the bet was wrong.
Oh, but fly out,
They bet that they would not run as much five-man front because it was new, and that did not happen. They ran it a ton. So the preparation for this game was not good. And there is no explaining it.
And I will say that this is not the first time this season that we have heard players say stuff like this. We had no idea what they were going to throw out. They did something they haven't done. And I get, like, teams don't show something. The coach's job, in essence, is what are they going to do and how can I come in ready to beat it? At the end of the day, I don't care what they've shown, whatever. That's on the coaches. Yeah, you got to know what's coming.
The Eagles have talented players. Let's not act like they have the most talented roster.
Just go beat anybody. Exactly.
Well, and they keep leaning on this idea of unscouted looks. And I get
that's my point. But keep bringing this stuff back. Yeah,
you can't tell me, I mean, maybe they are, that you're getting still this late in the season exotic, different defensive looks
way.
every week.
Every defense isn't changing their defense completely right. play every week. No way.
Right. I agree. So, I mean, the unscouted look thing is getting tiring. The five-man front thing is a bad look. I agree with that fully. And if they fired Kevin Petullo or stripped him of his play calling, there is no defense for him. What's the argument? If they got rid of him, the only argument I could see where it's this is a bad call is
giving him time.
Is doing it in season. And to be fair,
giving him time.
It's his first year. Yeah. It's a different challenge than Kellen Moore and Steichen faced.
Yeah. In season, and he deserves time to learn on the job a bit. Yeah.
Now, to a man, the players will defend Kevin Petullo. They will. They just will. And people can say that doesn't matter. I'm just letting you know when.
I don't know how much it matters. I don't think it doesn't matter completely, but I also think they might like him. And I think that they're humans. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Kevin Petullo, saying.
I interviewed Kevin Petullo before the season. He was charming. He was wonderful. I really enjoyed talking to him. They might like him a lot. And they might not know better than to blame. Whatever. The point is, them defending Kevin Petullo doesn't do that.
Well, but I think one of the reasons they like him is because during the week they feel confident in what they're going to do on Sunday.
My point, but it's been wrong. And also my point is more that I think we see.
Well, but I don't know.
Here's my thing. I think a lot of times, players don't know what's best for them, and that's where coaches come in. And coaches have to put it's the type of thing where if a guy's hurt and he wants to play, sometimes you got to be bro, listen, you're not allowed to play. I'm sorry, I'm not letting you play because. No matter what you sometimes coaches have to figure out what's best for the players and do that. Mm-hmm. And the players might not realize that Kevin Petullo is not helping them or whatever. They might like him. They might think to the AJ Brown point. I don't think AJ Brown has come to grips with where he is physically right now. Mm-hmm. He's not the same player physically was 2 years ago. I think we can all agree on that, right?
Yes.
I don't think that AJ Brown knows that. I don't think that AJ Brown understands and has come to grips with the fact that he can't do this. That's where coaching comes in. That's where a coach has to put him in position to be successful because he can't succeed the way he thought he used to be able to. I'm saying we don't know better. I'm just saying it is possible that Petullo does what the players want him to do, but it's not what he should be doing. You know what I mean?
But all that being said, I do think we've seen enough this year that with if Jalen hits Devontae wide open against the Giants, things are different. If there's no Fred Johnson penalty against the Cowboys,
of course,
if Jalen doesn't fumble the ball,
those are individual mistakes for maybe you win a game that you lost because of it. But it's not like the offense was humming if those things work.
So
it's not like we look at it and be like, wow, this offense looks great if those three or four or five plays go the other way.
Well, but I would push back on that a little and say against the Packers, if Jalen doesn't fumble in the red zone, they probably score a touchdown there. If Jalen hits Calcaterra, who's wide open.
But again, these are a few times. No, we know that they have.
But every game is a point I'm making.
But it's one or two plays every game. Yes, we're talking about three and outs, leading the league in three and outs.
Agreed. But what I mean is I think they are not as far away from being a really good offense.
I don't disagree with that.
And so when the point I'm making is he is – to a degree, putting them in position to make plays. They're not making the plays, right? And so,
yes and no. Go back to the thing I had before that Jaws was talking about, the idea of their philosophy is my guy will beat their guy. I don't have to put him in a better position because he will beat them. If they can't beat them, you got to put him in a different position. That's what I'm trying to say.
I don't disagree with you on that. I would also say it's probably hard in season to completely shift your offense and playbook.
I understand that.
Right, but I'm saying
to be fair, we did see the Eagles win a Super Bowl doing that. Nick Foles came in and they said, all right, we're going to change what we do because of what you're more comfortable with, and they won a Super Bowl. So I'm just saying you can do things.
Yeah, now we agree AJ has lost a step, right? And obviously Saquon's not been Saquon. I mean, they still do have talented players, and I think Nick's philosophy has obviously worked, right? So again, offense is bad. I don't think they're going to strip Petula of play calling.
Oh, I don't think so either.
I think he is.
Now, I will say, I think if it did happen, it would not be Nick's decision. I don't think
Nick, I disagree.
No, I'm saying that I think Nick would go along. I think it would be because Jeffrey and Howie said, you have to do this. And he'd be like, okay, I'll go along with it. I don't think Nick is thinking, I got to get rid of Petula.
I don't think anyone in the building.
I don't think, but my point, like, I don't think Nick would get rid of him this year. I think there's a chance if they lose two more games, it looks awful, where Jeffrey Lurie steps in and be like, you got to do
this. Yeah. I mean,
look, we know the last time it was owner driven.
My guess is front office. Obviously, they're not going to bench Jalen.
And ultimately, we know that, like, Howie and Jeffrey control this team and run this team. Like, Nick has a lot of say and a lot of power, but Jeffrey and Nick are in charge. We know that.
Agreed. Well, Jeffrey and Howie, you mean.
But that's, like, what I meant. Yeah, Jeffrey and Howie, excuse me.
But I will say, they let Nick hire Kevin.
Right, after, like, winning the Super Bowl.
No, I'm saying, so maybe he does have more power than we think.
Maybe.
Is all I'm saying.
Like, yeah.
I don't know. I just think if you asked everyone in the building, if you asked players and coach, well, obviously coaches wouldn't count. But if you asked players and, like, some of the front office people, who do you think's more to blame for the offense being the way it is, Petula or Jalen? I think more people would say Jalen. And they're not... I'm not saying my opinion, your opinion, like the pod's opinion. I'm just saying that when we talk, like, when the outside world is like Petula, 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 I just don't think that's how they view it.
And
it might be wrong.
I don't think it's as strong as that. I agree with you. I think people only putting on Petula or mistake. I think, like, obviously there's a lot of different reasons. The offense, honestly, I think the offensive line is the single biggest reason at the end of the day. I think the offensive line has been the biggest thing that has hurt this up. If the offensive line were healthy and better, I don't think we would be as angry and upset and all that stuff. So I think there's a lot of reasons.
Petula thing too, in the way that if we're going to say
play to your guys.
No. I'm saying if we're going to say Petula is not doing a good enough job, it is really hard to be an offensive coordinator of a team that has a bad offensive line, skill players.
Oh, I know. I'm saying that's what I'm trying to say. I'm saying there's a lot of things to go around. I think that the O-line is the biggest reason. That's why I'm taking that off Jalen and Petula in that sense. But that doesn't mean that Petula hasn't done a bad job. I think he's done a bad job.
The results are the results.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not like.
And even eye test wise, like, watching the games, we've talked about this all year. Like, I never go, wow, cool. Like, it's so rare where I'm like, cool play. Or,
and
what
it's
a cool
disappointing decision. That they've not been better out of the bye. Like, this team really leans on how good they are at self evaluating and how productive the buys are.
Well, that's the problem. It's across the board. I think that's the thing with this. Like, it feels like a lot of kind of pounding your head against a wall, like, where it's just like, all right, we're just gonna keep doing this thing even though it's not working.
And also, I know that when you lose, everything gets tinted with negative view but like, when I rewatch the game, even the 21-0 lead did not look as impressive as it felt in the moment. Like, the throw to Devontae was not a good throw. Devontae made a great catch. They were going to punt on their second drive. They get the punter thing. Like, so I'm not trying to, like, dismiss it, but they were not, like, I don't know if the offense at the beginning was, if now I feel better about it than I did how they won against Dallas the first time, because he was just running around the first game. This one, I do think they passed it better. But when I rewatch it, I didn't come away thinking, wow, that offense was freaking
going.
Yeah. Like, I didn't feel that way. So they were still good. They scored 21 points, obviously, but it is concerning that this offense is not playing well. And, you know, I've said this before on the pod, but, like, you see the Eagles play on Sunday, they don't play great. And then through the week, you talk yourself into it. And then by Saturday, you're like, they're going to win. I'm probably not there yet in terms of convincing myself they'll beat the Bears. But I do think we should all remember how we felt watching this offense the past 3 weeks. And it is not an offense I think you can believe.
I don't think that the offense is going to get much better or anything like that. And look, we haven't talked about much, but I do, like, I think it's nonsensical to say that Saquon hasn't lost a step this year. Like,
he obviously has.
It is so clear that he is a diminished player, and I think he'll be better next year. Like, this happens.
I don't know if he will be.
He might not. But
and
I'm
they have
saying
an interesting decision.
Let's put it this way: I have more faith that he'll be better this year than I do will be better the rest of this season.
I could see that, I guess, because he has time off.
Yes.
I mean, I'd be curious to know how it works with.
Well,
like,
just so usually the guys who are really great running backs have a big year and drop off can come back and be good again. Like, you know, we've seen that. So I think it's too much. I mean, 482 carries last year. Touches. I mean, that's a lot of touches.
Can I make one more coaching point? Like, I think we would all agree Jeff Stoutland is an unbelievable coach, right? And no one questions Stoutland. This year, the two worst parts of the team have been the running game and the offensive line. And I think that is the indication that it's not the coaching, because we know Stoutland's a great coach. Like, if you don't, you do like a science experiment, you have the,
again,
the one that you know is great.
But I like, again, Jeff could be having a bad year. I think Sirianni's not, I don't think Nick Sirianni has been as good a coach this year as he was last year.
Yeah. I think so, everyone on the offense, right, is bad, so the, but I think, like, Petullo,
I think again, we argue coaching for players not so much. Yeah. It's probably like 60-40 or 55-45. It's probably pretty close one way or the other. You know what I mean?
The only defense I'm saying is, and again, I'd be fine if they got rid of Petullo. But like, I do think, and I guess it's because he's new at the job, but if we're going to agree everyone's having a Super Bowl hangover, then I don't think it's fair to pull Kevin out and say, well, he's bad at his job. Do you see what I'm saying?
No, I agree. I think the thing with Petullo and
like, he was on the Super Bowl staff.
But I think part of it is that, like, yes, but he wasn't a play caller. And I think that part of it is that we've seen all these other guys have success, and we've never seen Petullo do it. Like, as a play caller, he's never had success before.
Yeah.
He's only been bad for us. So, like, I think that's going to, of course,
people, yeah, no, I've never seen
this guy be good. Why would I believe he's good? He's never been a good play caller before.
Yeah, I agree. Now, yes, I would agree with that. Some semantics that, but yes, I agree.
Of course. But yeah.
He was involved last year.
Yeah, but I'm talking about how people view him.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
I'm talking about four fans.
He's a new name.
Yeah, and not just that. He's a new name who comes in with zero positive, like, credibility. Oh, he was on the staff. Lots of guys are on the staff. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, yes, yeah, but he's not doing anything we could see on game day. Like, the point is, like, I didn't know what Kevin Petullo looked like until I interviewed him.
I agree.
But I didn't know what he looked like. I didn't know. I could not pick him out of a lineup, and he was on the staff for 4 years. So, you know what? That's my point.
Right. But I think
yes, he was involved, but not for us, for fans. Like, right, he was not.
I understand why fans feel the way they do, but I think that's wrong. They can feel that way. And I think, like, it's almost like when the Eagles draft someone in the fourth round that I never heard of, and I go, well, I don't know who that guy is. It can't be a great pick. Right. Like, I agree. Petullo was not front and center, but Petullo,
I'm just saying, adds to how people feel about it. There's nothing, but, well, Saquon hasn't looked that good this year, but he was great last year.
But to a certain degree, that's just being, like, willfully ignorant is not the right term, but, like, we know Petullo was on the staff helping out. He was the right-hand man. So,
but again,
he
wasn't the play caller.
No, I know, but he was still on the staff and the passing game coordinator and Nick's right-hand man. So, like, he has accomplished things that have helped the Eagles be good.
Looks at it that. My point is,
I know, but that's a wrong way to look at it.
I guess. Yeah. I don't necessarily agree with that. I think it's, yes, he deserves credit for his accomplishments, but that doesn't mean that he'd be a good play caller. Like, one doesn't mean
the other. I know, but I'm saying that everyone,
like, with Nick,
everyone's
having
a
good year, but at least we can look back at last year and be like, Nick was a superstar last year. Like, Petullo's just bad. Like, all we have in the job we see him in is bad. That's it. I know that he was part of the staff, but we don't, like, I'm just saying.
No, I know. I get why people view it that way.
Yeah.
100%. Like, right. I get that.
At Sierra, discover joyous deals on great gifts for everyone on your list, like cozy slippers, ski gear, fishing poles, bikes, large kayaks, even larger canoes. Whew. Which might lead to another discovery. Wrapping gifts is the only sport you need to stay fit this season. Tis the season to discover great gifts at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Yeah. Let's get to final thoughts.
All right. Let me, as normal.
As normal.
Give me a second.
Never
ready. Wait, did Emily respond?
Emily did respond. Emily did respond. 70.
That's wild. It's wild.
Pretty great. I have no problem with it.
It's hot. I mean, that is hot.
Not for me. I don't notice it being hot.
Okay. Well, you can be
Tucker, obviously.
Yeah. Like, how do you sleep?
Yeah. Are you sweating all the
time? This has never been an issue for me.
It's crazy.
Maybe this is why you're tired all the
time. Maybe. I'm cold a lot in my house. I don't know what you guys are like. I think that you guys
should call Window Nation.
Well, 65 is insane. You're right. 65 is
65 is cold.
Yeah. Okay. I think you both like it cold. I think 70 is probably closer to normal than 65.
And I think you like it warm though.
70. I just don't even think about it. I don't care. 70 is not that warm. Like, it's not. I'm just telling you. Like, I live in it. I didn't even notice.
Well, but like, he doesn't think 65 is cold, probably.
Right. That's so my point. I'm saying that I think you two are on the colder end of the spectrum.
Tucker definitely is. Well, I think I'm at the average.
I would bet you the average is more like 69, 70 than it is 68.
I mean, we could probably look it up. What is the
average? I mean, like, I set my AC to like 70 in the summer. Like, I think it's different.
So what am I, what's the
a thermostat? I don't know that this can be looked up. I don't know if there's an average. Sure.
Thermostat set at.
I thought you said thermostat.
Thank you.
Thermo.
The normal thermostat setting is around 68 degrees. Well, this is 78 in the summer, so this can't be right.
Yeah, that's or if you're listening to Google AI, I think it's definitely wrong. It's always wrong. Don't trust that Google.
I think it's
wrong. Dude, trust me. So my job is to look, I almost said an ass word that you like, stuff. To look stuff up on the show. Like, dude, do you know how wrong that thing is all the time? Like, I pop it up and I look at it, I'll double check up. Like, yeah. Wow, not even in the hemisphere right.
Well, yeah, I don't think the average one is 78 in the summer. Yeah, but that, all right.
So yeah, so let's just move on.
All right, my final thought. David Grohl. Obviously, yes.
Obviously is a human.
Yes, he's in Nirvana and Foo Fighters. Crazy fact for those that didn't know.
Did you just find out who David Grohl was?
No, I knew who he was, but I knew he was.
Yeah, why'd you call him David?
I don't know. I have Dave Grohl written down.
Dave. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I like David, but regardless,
he goes by Dave.
I know. I'm just so he's in Nirvana and Foo Fighters. Pretty crazy. Is that the best two things one person's ever been in?
No, probably not. But it's an interesting thing.
I mean, I was trying to think of it. Like, musically, I certainly can't think of another one.
Clapton.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
McCartney.
Well, McCartney, I don't think Wings. Like, the Beatles, obviously. But, like, Nirvana and Foo Fighters are two of the most...
No, he's up there, band. I mean, like, the thing is, like, you know, like, Harrison Ford was Indiana Jones and Han Solo.
Yeah, so I think it's tough to do movies, but I agree. Like,
you said anything. You know, I know, I responded the way I did. Yeah. I mean, there are people Steven Spielberg directed, you know, Jaws and, you know, Star Wars, or not Star Wars, let's lose, Jaws and Indiana Jones and
I'm
whatever.
I'm trying to sign with directing.
She did Schindler's List and Jurassic Park in the same year. Yeah. I mean, you know, so it's like, I get what you're saying. I think music wise, it's up
there.
Wow.
Schindler's List and Jurassic Park.
Same year.
The same
both
year.
1993. He made both movies in the
you
same
could've
year.
You could have told me Schindler's year list came out in the 70s and I wouldn't believe it. No, that's wrong. I'm just, well, I guess in Seinfeld, they go see it in theaters.
Both. So. Yeah. Yeah. Both in 1993.
Yeah.
It's a really interesting question. I like this a lot. I'm sure there's others. Like, I'm sure there are. I just need to.
The actors thing is tough to do because I do think it should count, but I think it's different to be in a band and
build
it up.
You can't. You have to.
No, I know. I know.
You either have to specify one or the other.
Agree. Yeah.
Yeah. It's an interesting one.
I mean, Nirvana and Foo Fighters is pretty wild.
Pretty big.
I don't think we should include actors. Is ultimately where I fall.
So then, say
I
just think they're music. Very different. So say in music.
In music, yeah,
because it's a different thing.
Yeah. I think a TV show would be more comparable than movies because it's like multiple years. Like, you build it up, a band, you build up, a movie's a one-time thing. You see what I'm saying a little bit?
Like, I get it. I just don't, I get your point.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily agree with it.
Like, would be a great TV show. One, someone who's in two great TV shows.
Well, there's a lot of those. I mean, like Ted Danson,
Danson is what I was thinking of.
David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, well, that's your go-to. With Baywatch.
What was
Knight
he
Rider?
In besides Baywatch?
Knight Rider. That was more famous.
He's the most watched man in the history of American television.
Is he really? Are you sure about that? That's probably
Baywatch was
true.
The biggest TV show.
You think more than
it wasn't
Seinfeld?
Bigger? Like, Cheers had 80 million people watch its finale. Like, you know, like MASH had whatever it was, 100 million people or whatever it was. Like, insane.
So I do think Baywatch is bigger than MASH. I don't know about Cheers. Do they still play
MASH
Cheers?
Is the most watched TV show in the history of the world.
See, but I think
the finale of MASH, other
agreed.
Than sports and stuff.
But do people still watch MASH?
No. Well, I mean, now I'm just saying when it was on.
Yeah, it's just it was easier.
They watch average 1.1 billion viewers across the world.
Wow, it's pretty good. Now over what?
Per week.
No way.
Because it was syndicated.
Well, it's,
a billion per week? Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Impossible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I disagree.
Is this Google AI?
Strong. Yeah, Google AI tag right there.
This is Guinness World Records.
No way. Wow,
largest TV audience. At the peak of its popularity, Baywatch, NBC then syndicated, became the most widely viewed TV series.
I mean,
ever,
Baywatch was huge.
With an estimated weekly audience of more than 1.1 billion across 142 countries in 1996.
Well. I mean, that was
sure.
Pretty...
Tell me about MASH. Yeah. About MASH.
No,
that,
I agree.
That
I mean, MASH,
well, MASH is the most watched finale of all time.
Was like
I was
four
just using an example.
When MASH was out. Like, I think it's harder. It's harder now to have a large. No, but it's harder now to have a to
Baywatch
dominate
was the
90s space.
Too. It's the same idea.
Yeah, but even the 90s from now is very different.
Not, but from 90s a lot closer to the MASH than it is to now.
I agree with that.
Yeah, that's my point. I mean, comparing MASH and Baywatch is fair. Now is a different thing.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, that's what I was.
But what year was MASH?
Like the late 60s or whatever, early 70s, something like that.
I would agree closer.
It's definitely closer.
Still different.
It's way different now. Yeah. Like, yeah. We're definitely missing some big ones from TV. There are definitely better examples from TV of people are on like two massive. There's like one that obvious one that's not popping in my head. I mean, Frasier, Kelsey Grammer on Cheers on Frasier is one. Anyway, it's a fun question. There's definitely someone who was in two big bands also that I'm not, that's like nibbling at me and it's killing me and I can't think of it. Anyway,
I just don't think Paul McCartney counts because of Wings. Wings was
It counts. Wings counts.
Agreed,
I just don't
sure.
think it. I don't think it's bigger than.
Level. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's because the Beatles alone. But I get your point. All right, we got to hustle. Speaking of music, mine's a music one too.
There we go.
Do either of you have a strong opinion on a song fading out versus ending on a note? Have you ever thought about this? Because obviously it's a choice.
You're talking about where the song does it themselves, not
yeah, so one or the other. You have to choose. Right, a lot of songs will just fade out, or the music kind of just fades out, and there are a lot of songs that boom end on a note.
I'd prefer just end
on a note.
Yeah,
I think it's a cop out.
I do too. The fade out.
Yeah, like you don't know how to end it, so you just fade out.
So many great songs have done this too, and like I've thought about this a lot. Yeah. Like this, something I've thought about many times. I think it's a cop. I think you got to freaking end your song.
Dude,
like
songs
I hate the fade out.
Still,
and there's some great fade out songs. Like some of the greatest songs of all
there
time.
There are some
fade out.
Great songs that do it, but I do think it's a cop.
I agree.
Do songs still do it today?
Oh yeah, sure. I mean, now it's more of an album thing. I agree. It doesn't have as much not on like albums, I think, but yeah, people still do it.
Interesting. No, I like it just ending.
I agree.
Also, Apple Music does this thing now that I absolutely hate. It's the worst.
Oh, I love it. I totally disagree.
Really?
The putting songs together. Where,
oh,
like,
it's the worst.
I think it's one of the.
I can't believe you like it.
Emily and I both agree. I think it's one of the best technological changes that something has made.
I think
it's awesome. It's one goes into the other.
It's like
a concert, and it's like boom.
It ruins two songs.
No. See, it makes it sound like it's a concert. It makes it sound like they're on the stage, and one's bleeding into the other. It's jamming another.
But it's not put together. But like in a concert,
I'm fine with a fade out. If a fade out leads into the next song and it like leads into it, like as long as the music doesn't.
But like sometimes it cuts off the first like 30 seconds.
Agreed.
Sometimes
it's absurd. Or like the song begins and they have the person being like, Sally.
Yeah, I like that. I agree. Sometimes it go a little far. Sometimes like 30 seconds in, I'm like, all right, that's too much at the beginning of the song. But for the most part, like the changeover is awesome. It's so fun to listen to.
I've not met anyone else that likes
I love it.
Shocked here.
Fully love it.
All right.
I only listen to like mixes mostly. Like it's just like, you know,
see, but mixes. So the only difference I'll say, I agree with what your premise is. Yeah. When they do it at a concert, it's really cool. Like with Mick, that is like somebody doing it. This is just a computer throwing it together.
Majority of times, I think it sounds awesome.
Wow.
It's great when it's done well.
I think it happens well
more than not. I've only had a couple. I'm like, you missed me in song. That's yeah. For
but
most
to your
part,
whole
I'm
thing,
like,
you
dope.
Like the end of a note.
Again, but for one song, I'm talking about just for the song itself. Like, I don't like when a song just fades off to end. If the song faded and another song started, that's awesome.
Right.
Cool with that. So anyway. All right, we got to go. Until then, he's I'm James.
Rinse takes your laundry and hand delivers it to your door, expertly cleaned and folded, so you could take the time once spent folding and sorting and waiting to finally pursue a whole new version of you. Like tea time you.
Mmm.
Or this tea time you. Or even this tea time you.
Said you hear about Dave?
Or even tea time you.
Mmm. So update on Dave.
It's up to you. We'll take the laundry. Rinse. It's time to be great.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me.
Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.